Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the A New Day radio show, where we educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs and small business people to live their dreams. I am extremely excited about both segments today because at 11:30, we will be joined by Pastor Frank Santora, who will be in conversation with me about his book, Turn It Around. And this has been a long anticipated book for those of us who Pastor Frank is our spiritual leader. We always knew he had it in him, and we were just waiting for God's manifestation. And folks, it is here, and you will be hearing from him this morning. So join us, and let us show him a good time here on the New Day Show. I will also be joined by a surprise guest this morning. And I know you're going to have just a good time with what I choose to refer to as the double divas in conversation. So if you are familiar with all the divas on Blog Talk, I'm going to have you guess which of the diva will be joining this here diva this morning. Anyway, I'm so excited. Every morning I wake up, I'm super excited. So, I want to share my devotion with you this morning. Feed on His faithfulness. I once met a poor colored woman who earned a precarious living by hard daily labor, but who was a joyous, triumphant Christian. "Ah, Nancy," said a gloomy Christian lady to her one day, "it is well enough to be happy now, but I should think the thoughts of your future would sober you. Only suppose, for instance, you should have a spell of sickness and be unable to work, or suppose your present employers should move away, and no one else should give you anything to do or suppose. Stop, cried Nancy. I never supposes. The Lord is my shepherd, and I knows I shall not want. And honey, she added to her gloomy friend, it's all them supposes as is making you so miserable. You'd better give them all up and just trust the Lord. There is one text that will take all the supposes out of a believer's life. If it be received and acted on in childlike faith, it is Hebrews 13 verses 5 through 6. Be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I also want to read this poem that follows the devotion. There is a stream of trouble across my path. It is black and deep and wide. Bitter the hour the future hath, when I cross its swelling tide. But I smile and sing and say, I will hope and trust always. I'll bear the sorrow that comes tomorrow, but I'll borrow none today. Tomorrow's bridge is a dangerous thing. I dare not cross it now. I can see its timbers sway and swing, and its arches reel and bow. Oh, heart, you must hope always. You must sing and trust and say, I'll bear the sorrow that comes tomorrow, but I will borrow none today. The eagle that soars in the upper air does not worry itself as to how it is to cross rivers. Now, today our conversation will be with the Double Divas. Conversation will be geared around honor your calling. And later on after that conversation, we'll be joined by the senior pastor of Faith Church in New Milford, Pastor Frank Santora. And he will be talking about turn it around. So, until the other diva calls in, I want to remind you. Oh, before I do that, I want to give a big I love you, thank you to Jeff, Rich, and Candy, who helped me yesterday in the Comcast studio. I turned up at the studio and I had no volunteers to tape. And these three amazing people came through for me. And I want to globally, publicly thank them for coming through for me and for helping out that little genius that was there. My guest was a 14-year-old from the new town. Middle school. He is so creative. He uses foam to make all the things that he creates. He works with foam and duct tape. He creates some little stress people and all of that. Just an amazing young man. I was so blessed to be in his creative space, because this young man is amazing. Keep watching for him, because he is already doing great things and he will be doing greater things. I also want to congratulate Colby Huberman and Jennifer Sertle. Their book is here and they will be having their launch this weekend. I thank them for the invitation to have me there as part of that. So go out, look for that book, Strategy, Leadership and the Soul by Colby Huberman and Jennifer Sertle. I tell you, that's the only leadership book you will want to read after you get the insight on that book. And I just want to thank Colby and Jennifer for putting that together. I know it is going to be just jumping off the shelves and people will not be able to put it down. I look forward to be there with you all this weekend and to celebrate in your blessings and in your miracles. I want to remind you to visit visionweekendconference.com. Early registration ends on June the 30th, so you want to grab your registration. For those who are looking for group rates, call us up at 860-355-9838 or 718-753-0244. And we will discuss with you about the group rates to get at the Vision Weekend Conference. You will not want to miss that. It's a conference that is like none other. You will leave with tangible information and materials that will hold you accountable. You will be matched up with mentors to help you until you get to come back. And next time when you get back to the Vision Weekend Conference, you will be ready to mentor some other new entrepreneurs. So the team and I, we are very excited about what God is doing through us and what he is preparing us to deliver to the entrepreneurs and small business people. And that conference is scheduled to be on September the 2nd through the 4th at the Exquisite Heritage Golf and Spa, nested in the amazing New England town of South Barry. You know, you can do golf, you can do spa after the conference, and they just have everything that is needed for successful entrepreneurs to experience their success right there on that property at the Heritage Golf and Spa and also Conference Center. So, again, I want to remind you that the number to call in this morning is 646-915-8166. And I will be joined momentarily by one of my sister divas. And we are going to be talking about honor your calling. So while I wait for my my diva sister to call in, again, the number is 646-915-8166. I want to pull some nuggets from the book, Write It Down, Make It Happen. You all know that I'm always telling you all, write it down, write it down, write it down, write it down. The author is Henriette Ann Clauser. I'm looking on chapter 9 in the book. Changing your environment. Get near water to write. No, I am a true example of that. I live in a lake community and
I just enjoy going by the lake to write. And I was in a conversation last night on Facebook with a couple of ladies. One lady asked me whether or not I was doing any water exercises. And I confessed, I said, girl, I don't swim. So she said, just walking through water is a lot of exercise and activity. So I decided I'm going out to buy a life jacket so I can go walking in the lake. So, you know, we never know what we are missing until we need it. If I had known as a child, I would go wet my nappy head and learn to swim. However, so that was just a little bit of me telling you some of the things that I still need to go out and learn to do. Changing your environment. Get near water to write. Most of us think writing means sitting at a desk or a table with a straight back chair, feet firmly planted on the floor, pen held correctly, and paper tilted at just the proper angle. We probably get ideas like this because we associate writing with being in school. But when you are describing your goals, depicting in detail a picture of your perfect plan in execution or writing through to resolution, it is a fact that creativity often flows more easily when you are outdoors, especially if you are near water. The connection between water and creativity can be documented back at least as far as the 3rd century BC. Archimedes and mathematicians tried of wrestling with the problem, went to the public bath, where he submerged himself in the warm water, locating in the calm sensation. He noted abstractly that as he sank, the level of the water rose slightly around him. Suddenly, aha! He had the solution of his scientific inquiry. He had figured out how to measure density through displacement, discovering a method of determining the purity of gold in King Herod's crowned. Archimedes was so pleased with himself at the revelation, he jumped immediately from the tubs, and they saw, ran through the streets of ancient Athens, stark naked, shouting, Euka, that is, I have found it. By sinking in the water, Archimedes experienced the physical phenomenon that answered his conundrum, but perhaps it was also the fact that he was relaxing his mind by being surrounded by soothing water that led to his breakthrough. Being near water, one of the 4 elements of life,
is conducive to creativity. Princeton scholar Julian Jennings says, the greatest scientific and mathematical discoveries happens in the three B's, the bed, the bath, the bus. The mind, the middle B is not just bath, but includes all contact with water, including taking a shower, being on a boat, swimming in the lake, and walking in the rain. In Seattle, we are blessed with gentle rains, plentiful, peaceful falling water, good rain for thinking and for writing down your thoughts. I carry a waterproof pen and write on the, in the rain, paper, a non-porous pad used by surveyors. Furthermore, we are favored with a ferry system that travels back and forth across Puget Sound and piles the water on the San Juan Islands, like Edna St. Vincent Millay, who was very tired, very merry, and went back and forth all night on the Staten Island ferry. I have been known to ride for hours, content in the creative solitude this tranquil transport offers me. Several times I have brought one of my children on the ferry with me, particularly when he or she is working on a project or studying for something big. When Peter was preparing for the SAT, we boarded after dinner at 6 and didn't disembark until 10. With a feeling of satisfaction and giant smiles on his face. 4 solid hours of accomplishment under our respective belts. Of course, the element of no distractions, as well as the rhythmic repetition, aid our productivity, and something more, being near water. Being near water, especially moving water, gets ideas to flow. The particular penchant of moving water to generate creative thought was brought home to me when I mentioned to a workshop group at a holistic center in Boston how people often get inspired in the shower. I told them half humorously that since enlightenment can hit you there, it is wise to be prepared with an underwater pen and paper impervious to wetness, or washable crayons to write on the walls. A curly-haired woman in the front way nodded vigorously as I recount this phenomenon. It's the negative icons. It is the negative irons in the water, she contributes cheerfully. This was news to me, so I decided to do some research on it. I was fascinated by what I found. Studies show that people can react with headaches and fatigue when the air is changed with too many positive ions. Due to such things as modern air conditioning, television transmitters, a seasonal wind, to encounter this so-called negative air ionizers generate an abundance of electrons in the air, making people more energetic and creative. I pass on this idea of showers and negative ions to an academic group I was addressing in Calgary. A burly Canadian professor approached me at the break. "I know exactly what you mean. My wife is like that," he said stoutly. "Excuse me," I say, "my wife is like that. Your wife is like that? I don't understand." "Yeah, so negative in the morning until she has her shower." I did not have the heart to tell him about the modern pollution. Molecular stability and artificial ionizers, and maybe he hit upon something after all. As Archimedes discovered, water cleanses and water soothes, and water restores our own balance. The more sound or even the sight of water falling nearby can calm us down and bring imagination alive. A cosmic sense of humor. When I want to spark my own creativity, I seek places where I feel comfortable writing, where my ideas flow, and I like a good beam. I have been writing at Espresso Viands Rotisserie on Capitol Hill for years, enjoying the energy, the friendliness, and the baristas, and the best brew in Seattle. One day, with a start, I registered an additional stimulating feature of my environment here. There. Even though it was obvious, I had sat there for ages without realizing it. Vivius is housed in an old school building, looking out onto a reservoir with a tall shooting fountain in the middle and the man-made pond. When I take my seat at the tall counter window, I am surrounded by water, and when I take a break, I often walk around the track that circles the fountain. Here I was, drinking in the negative ions all around me, without even consciously recording what I was doing. It's nice to know that even when I'm not watching out for myself, something is taking care of me, often with a cosmic sense of humor. One afternoon, I spent 3.5 hours writing at a funky uptown espresso in the Queen Anne area near the Opera House. I was plugging away so diligently that it was not until the second hour that I looked up and saw something that made me smile broadly. Shake my head and laugh out loud. Of all the tables that at which I might have chosen to work, I had unwittingly positioned myself on my laptop at the one with a revolving heat lamp that mimic the particular falls of Niagara. Unbeknownst to me, the moving picture of tumbling falls had been in continuous motion beside me as I write. Creating an environment for creativity. Whatever the rationale behind getting near water, it works. Here are some examples of the principle in practice. A friend of mine had a shower stall built in his office. At first, he claimed it was for nights when he was running late and had dinner meetings in town. Finally, sheepishly, he admitted the truth, reason to install it for him. It is like, I think, think tank, a place he can go even in the middle of the day to work things through and think things out. A workshop participant who is a diver once told me that he got so many good ideas in the shower that he hung an underwater clipboard in there to record them. You can get one yourself at a dive shop for under $10. Another fellow startled me in class when he reached into his Eddie Bauer backpack and pulled out a packet negativation generator that plugs into a cigarette lighter in his car to help him think more creative when he drives. And a reporter for the Seattle Times told me that whenever he is stumping with a deadline looming to get the creative juice going, he sits up, she gets up from her desk and takes a jog around downtown Green Lake, bringing her pad and pencil with her. Any of these are practices you can adopt and incorporate into your own life and work situation. To paraphrase, work
words, injunction to Michael to get outside. One impulse from a bubbling brook may teach you more of man, of moral evil, and of good than sitting indoors can. Now you, streams, showers, and waterfalls stimulate creativity. To create aha moments in your life, to create and expand your insights for inspiration around the shape of your dreams, get near water, especially moving water, and bring a pen and paper. Eureka! You will soon be shouting. And you remember that Eureka from the other first part I read meant, I found it. I suggest you put on your clothes before running through the streets with the news that you discover it. So it's just so amazing. I tell you, just the little things around us that we can utilize to inspire the things we do. So I pray that you will go out, find some water, and begin to write and stimulate all your creativity. And I know my sister Diva is on. Good morning, Coco.
Good morning, Daphne. How are you?
Wonderful. I don't know whether or not you got logged onto your computer, but I just want to thank you. I must tell the listeners that Coco called me this morning to wish me well wishes. And while we were there speaking, the Holy Spirit placed in my heart to invite her this morning so we can be in conversation together, because we are doing this first segment about honor your calling.
Yes.
And after we got off the phone, Coco, the Spirit say, hey, you know this is a double diva conversation. So I quickly went on the segment of the upcoming episode.
Yes.
And I just typed in double divas, join the double divas. So I thank you for your love and just for trusting and believing so much in what I'm doing. So
absolutely,
you decide to join me. So welcome, Diva.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, I always love being in your presence. I love what you do. You're such a powerful, wonderful woman, and you have such wonderful information to share with people. So I'm so glad that you asked me to join you this morning.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. You know, I don't know whether you have this book in your library. It's called Write It Down, Make It Happen.
Mm.
Know what you want and get in it.
Oh, I like that.
This is a book that I've owned for many years and has become an integral part of who I am.
Mm.
The author is Henriette Anklauser. HENRETTEANNEKLAUSER. And she's just a woman that likes to write everything down. And I was sharing with my listeners this morning about writing by water and how that helped to stimulate the creativity.
Ooh,
whatever
yes, it does.
You are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of my best days of working on a project is down by the lake. And I oftentimes say, God, I thank you for placing me in a lake community because I don't have to go far.
Exactly.
You know,
likewise.
I
can agree with you because I live right here in the Black Rock section of Bridgeport, and I'm right by St. Mary's by the Sea. And that is my place to go to become creative. And I tell you, the thoughts that come to my mind down there by the sea are remarkable and incredible. So I totally agree with you there, Daphne. The best experiences happen there by the water.
Mm-hmm. And for those who are saying, well, I don't live by a lake or I don't live by an ocean or anything, listen, you buy the book and you read it. You'd heard me just mention about the CEO that built a shower in his office.
Mm.
And wherever you can get the water, if you have to fill a container of water, go in your bathroom, sit down, visualize the water there with you. Make
it happen.
Turn the
faucet on.
Turn the faucet on, you know. Or turn the bathtub on so we don't want you to pay too much of a high water bill. And
yes,
you can just scoop that water up and use it to water the plant afterwards.
That's
do
right.
What you have to do.
Be creative, right? Think outside of the box.
That's right. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I want to welcome the people in the chat room and to let them know, call in anytime at the latter part of the show. We will be joined, and I just pray that Coco can hang around so I can introduce her.
Yeah.
We will be joined by the amazing and talented spiritual teacher of Faith Church in New Milford, Pastor Frank Santora, talking about his new book, Turn It Around.
Mm.
Yes, so, you know, Coco, we decided that we're going to spend the next few minutes, well, more than few, minutes, maybe 48 minutes or somewhere thereabout.
Okay.
Talking about honoring your calling.
Yes. How appropriate.
You know, yeah, you know, there are a lot of people out there who, instead of running towards their calling, Coco, I find that they are running away from it. I don't know if you have experienced that in your walks.
Oh, yes, I have. I can even say for myself that I did not recognize what my calling was until I sat down. I should say until God sat me down and said, listen, this is what your calling is. And I don't know if everyone gets that experience where God can come to you and sit you down and quiet you up and say, listen to my voice, because I fortunately have been blessed to have had that experience. And when God showed me what my calling was, and I was living in my calling, but I didn't realize what I was supposed to do with it. And God pointed out to me and told me specifically what I was supposed to do. And when God tells you what your calling is and you don't do anything with it, that's your problem. But when he tells you what your calling is, you are supposed to live in it. You're supposed to move with it and grow with it and help others to move and grow within your calling. That's my belief. And I've been honoring my calling ever since. And my calling is to inspire people, to empower people with the gifts and talents that God has given me, or he has shown me. And I remember when my son was a toddler, and I had gone through separation from my husband. And it was a very bad time for me and my son. But my son was, even though he was only 3 years old, he was affected by this whole transitioning process. So I began to paint these paintings around the house just for my son. I didn't, at the time, I just did it for him. And I painted these characters in all different shapes, sizes, and colors. And I would put them in his bedroom, so that when he would wake up in the morning, he would wake into these beautiful, bright color characters. Now, I didn't know how to paint, but for some reason, God had gave me this gift, and I didn't realize it was a gift at the time. But I painted these paintings to bring happiness into the house, into our home, and it really worked for us. But then people started coming over. They recognized what the paintings did for them. It brought happiness to them. So I began painting. And then, long story short, I've been painting for 16 years now. And these little characters are in the homes of many people. I call it happy art because that's what people, that's the kind of feeling you get when you see the art. But it was all blessed by God. It was all inspired by God. So when God sat me down and spoke to me, it was like I was filled with the Holy Spirit one morning, and God just jolted me, and I was up. I jumped up. I was running around the house. I was just praising His name, and He had me to touch every painting in my house. And I have over 40 paintings, and God made me bless each one of them. So He showed me that your blessings will come through your art and your story. And I wrote a book inspired by God, because God inspired me to write this book. And so talking about your calling, getting back to honoring your calling, that's exactly what I live to do, is honor the calling that God has given me by the gifts and talents that He has shown me that I'm to use. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to be able to honor your calling. So this is such an appropriate segment that you're having today, because I want to inspire, as you do, people to use your gift, tap into your gifts and talents, tap into what God has given you. He's given everyone a measure of talent, but some of us don't know what it is because we're not listening. We're not listening. We have to sit down and be quiet and be still and listen to what God has to tell us. So I thank you for allowing me to share that story with you, but yes, honoring your calling is something that we need to learn to embrace. Hello?
To the lives of all those people. I will need to invite her to the TV show so she can talk about those things and what it has done for other people. Just amazing how we get into conversation with others and we are not sure why, but we are just being obedient, which is part of what Coco mentioned this morning about, Coco?
Yes, I'm here, darling.
Okay, are you hearing me?
I am now. I didn't hear you for quite some time.
Okay, all right. So I was just mentioning that earlier on when you weren't hearing me, is that now I realize why God wanted me to have you in this conversation this morning, because although I've met you some years ago, I knew nothing of the art that you just spoke about. And by you mentioning that, I see the need to invite you to be on my local cable show where you can explain what the happy arts does for people's lives. Because people are going through a lot of stress, depression, and all that thing now. And people need to understand what they can do for themselves to bring about the happiness.
Yes.
that they want. So now here I was thinking, I just needed you to join this conversation here, but God had a whole different plan. So it's not by accident that you shared that story. That was a design assignment. So after the show, we'll get on the telephone. I'll tell you when and where to be and see if it fits into your schedule. But something else that you said, and I want to piggyback on that, is the fact that you were obedient. And that's what a lot of us do. We run from our calling, and when God eventually sits us down, what we do, we become disobedient because we say, oh no, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's God. And we try to run around and we asking all the people who have not done anything with their lives to give us approval to honor our calling. So,
isn't that amazing?
Oh.
That's amazing.
You know, and I always tell people, why are you asking people who have never done anything with their lives to tell you what to do with yours?
That's
Does that
sure.
make any sense?
Makes no sense, Daphne. None at all.
You know, I always, and I know this is negative, but I always tell people, we can all learn something from the whiners on the corner, on the street corner.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are so goal-oriented because you know what I have come to learn?
Mm-hmm.
Is that each of those people you see on the curb, they pool their monies and they contributed to one flask because majority of them never have enough to go buy a flask independently.
Exactly. That's right.
That's why you see them sipping and passing that flask.
They sure.
And, you know, I pray for them every day to give up the habit. But in every situation, we can all learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that to say that when God sits you down and reveal to you what is the calling he really called you for and you are looking for the energy to really harness and embrace it, go find somebody who has already done something with their life.
Yes, because they've been there. They know, you know, they've experienced it. And so that they have wisdom to share with you, you know, and experience. But you go to someone who hasn't experienced it, don't have any idea or clue, then you're back at square one.
Exactly. And now I know we all have those people in our lives that we want to do everything to influence them. And, oh, we want to save them ourselves instead of praying to God to save them. We want to see them excel. But I tell you, the best way to bring those people into the circle is to go out there and do something with your lives.
Mm-hmm.
Be the example for them to read, then they're going to get up and do something.
Absolutely. You know, there are a lot of people, like, you know, you see gerbils, they're in a cage and they're running around on this little wheel, and they just keep running, and they're getting nowhere. There are a lot of people out there running, but they don't have a plan. They don't know what their purpose is. They don't have a vision, as you talk about the vision all the time. They don't have a vision. So if you can keep running, but if you keep running and running in a circle and you're not getting anywhere, it's time for you to jump off that wheel and regain a focus, a purpose, a plan, and some guidance and direction so you know where you're running and you know where you're going.
Because when you don't have a plan, it's like you're chasing your shadow.
Absolutely.
And you know your shadow just have you going around. So before long, you're going to be dizzy and you fall down. And what are those people who you are checking out going to say, oh, I told you it wouldn't work?
Isn't that the truth?
Because, you know, I told
you. People are waiting for you to fall.
Oh,
yes. People waiting for you to fall so they can point the finger saying, I told you.
Mm-hmm. You know, in Jamaica, there's a saying that, if you want to know your true friends, you should play drunk and lay by the wayside.
Mm.
Only your true friends will pick you up and have you stand on your feet.
That's so
but true. All the others, they kick you as they go by and they say this stuff. And because you were not genuinely drunk, you hear everything that was being said.
Mm.
And once you get up, you know who is in support of you.
That's so true.
It's the same thing, and I go through it regularly, and I'm sure you probably do too. To Coco, is that people tell you, oh, you need to get a real job with benefits. And,
ooh,
oh,
well, I tell that all the time. Stop dreaming, they tell me. Stop dreaming. You know, when are you going to get a job?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is my job. this is my calling.
And then I've come to realize it's okay because they don't understand. And it's not for them to understand because the journey is not theirs to travel. And if I can just get one person each day to understand what it means to honor their calling, my job is done. Because that one is going to go out there and find one more to help them to understand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what our job is too, Daphne, and we do it very well, is helping people to realize what their calling is, because people have it and they don't realize what it is.
Mm-hmm,
and when they talk to people like you and I, we help direct them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do as coaches and motivational speakers and empowerment people, is to help people to come to the realization of what their gift and what their calling is all about.
You know, I do a small group at my church called In Pursuit of Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And every week I do this class, I have to keep reminding the participants, you don't find your calling because your calling is not lost.
Mm-hmm.
It has been part of you from the day that egg was fertilized.
Isn't that the
truth? God made that egg fertilized because he had a problem that he needed Daphne to solve. So I say we don't find our calling. We connect and help it to manifest.
Yes.
So this is why a lot of people keep running away from honoring their calling, because they keep looking and focusing on the person next door, the person in the next cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
And don't understand that uniquely inside of them is that authentic calling and purpose.
Yes.
That God brought them here to manifest. And sad to say, there are a lot of people who exit here without manifesting that calling. And this is why I'm so committed to what I do.
That's right. That's right. And I bless you. I thank God for you, because we need people like you. You know, we need people like that, because people need to be guided. They need to be guided. There are so many people. You know, I teach with, or I work with a couple of women, about 11 women. I facilitate a group of women, and we're called the Freedom Dancers. And my whole purpose, the whole purpose is to it's like a 16-week challenge that we've given ourselves. And in the 16 weeks, we had to come up with, first you had to come up with what your plan was, or what is your plan? What do you want to accomplish in 16 weeks? Rather be health or wealth or whatever it was, everyone had to come up with a plan, because you got to start with a plan first, as you mentioned. You have plan, then you have no direction, no sense of accomplishment. So for 16 weeks, every Monday, we talk on the phone, and it's a conference call. I've got women from California, from Georgia, from all over. There's 11 of us. And one thing we are committed to do is to hold each one of us accountable.
Mm-hmm.
If you say that this is what you want to do, and this is what you're trying to achieve, then we have come together and said, okay, we are going to make a commitment and hold each other accountable to make sure that you achieve the plan that you've set forth for yourself. But if you don't have a plan, if you don't know where you're going, how can you get the help that you need?
That's right. That's right. And what you just mentioned is a true example of what mastermind is. And this is why I am so excited about social media because it allows us to be in connection with people who can add value. And I tell you, I was speaking with Kobe Huberman last Wednesday out of Israel. And Kobe said to me, Daphne, I don't enter into any relationship unless I have an opportunity to add energy. Mm-hmm. And I said, what a powerful statement to make. Yeah. And each and every one of us need to not go into a relationship or a situation looking what I can get, but ask yourself, am I able to add energy or value to this situation?
I love it. I love it. I love that. That's right. Because if you can't add anything, there's no need for you to be in it.
No. You know, and the other thing, too, about honoring your calling, you need to know when you have outgrown a circle. There are some people that are in circles for humpteen years. That's a word I know from Jamaica, you all. And it means a long time. Mm-hmm. And you are the smartest one there. That's why you cannot honor your calling. You need to get up and go. Find some people who will allow you to stretch.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, and I believe in that saying, some people come for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And
that's
you have
right.
to decide whether it's a reason for the season or is it supposed to be a lifetime. There's
that's
some
right.
point you've got to jump off the boat and say, okay, I've sailed that ship. That's enough.
Uh-huh.
It's time for me to move on and find me another vessel and depart somewhere else. You got to know when to get up. You got to know when to get up and move on.
Yes. And, you know, because we are in a world that enjoy sending us on guilt trips.
Mm.
I tell my clients and I tell a lot of people that I associate with, one way to get you off the hook so you don't buy into the guilt trip, because some people are not strong enough to just let the guilt trip roll off their backs.
That's right.
Is when you enter into the relationship, you say, listen, I'm here now. Utilize me as much as you can because I don't know when God is going to give me my marching orders. So
that's
this
right.
way, when you find out that you are the smartest one there, you can get up and go, but they already knew that you were waiting on God to give you your marching orders. So you get up and you go and nobody's going to tell you, oh, what happened? Now you think you're better than us and now you're this and now you're that. You know all the stuff that folks say to you.
That's right.
Because they're not understanding about the journey you are on.
Absolutely.
Each of us should always set our sail higher.
Yes. That's right. And when you reach that plateau, you bring it up a little higher. You got to keep
That's
measuring
right.
and keep moving up
That's
and
right.
moving up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. It is never too late. In Jamaica again, they say it's never too late for a shower of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to just break that down to say it is never too late for you to get your blessing.
That's right.
It is never too late for you to excel. It is never too late for us to gain the wealth and the success that God has brought us in this life for. Because our Father does not want us to be experiencing lack. He wants for us to be experiencing abundance.
Abundance, absolutely. Absolutely. Because
go ahead, Coco.
Now, I was going to say, we live in a big universe.
Oh, yeah.
And mass expansion. So we're not supposed to be in this little area of this big universe, and then we're just supposed to accept that. It's open. It's open wide for all of us to receive, and you just have to change your mindset, and be willing to accept what God has given, and move forward with it.
You know what excites me about honor your calling.
Mm-hmm.
It's because Daddy rewards us.
Yes,
when,
he does.
When we do what Papa tells us to do,
that's right.
He shower us with blessing.
He does.
We don't,
oh, he rewards us. We don't have to ask for it, you know.
No.
I don't have to be threatened about getting into this conversation with Double Diva. Because you do what you do exceptionally well. I operate in my authenticity,
yes.
So I don't have to be threatened by you.
Isn't that beautiful?
We can stand anywhere and we can share the podium at any time.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
And this is what people need to understand. Stop focusing your energy on the trivial things.
Mm.
Stop competing on around other people's careers and that. Focus on operating from your authentic core, because that's what God wants you to do.
Tell them, Daphne. That's right. Tell them. They need to know this. They need to hear. I hope they're listening very well, because there are too many of us. We're so concerned about what the next person is doing. So much we're afraid that, you know, they're going to shine more than us. Or, you know, rather than thinking of collaborating and bringing together your geniuses or your knowledge and experience and collectively sharing it with others, rather than being concerned about, you know, well, she does this more than I do, or he does this. That's so crazy.
It doesn't matter, because, you know, ain't nobody can do you like you can do you.
Hello.
Nobody. No matter how they try.
That's
they
right.
Just can't. You know,
I can't be you, Daphne, because you are too powerful. You are just, you are such a powerful sister, and the energy I get from you, you inspire me, I tell you.
I tell people all the time that, you know, God created me so special and so unique.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't nobody that can do me. And that does not mean that I cannot sit and cooperate with others.
That's right.
I cooperate and I collaborate, and we all enhances the situation.
Yes.
That we go into. I don't have to feel threatened by anybody. I just go and I do what it is that I can do. I mean, you know, being on this radio show and helping to touch lives across the world,
mm-hmm.
It gives me such joy.
Oh, yes.
And opportunity,
yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's what it does.
Yes, it does. And I, likewise, you know, I have a show and I had you on my show too. That's what we do. But like you said, we know what our calling is. We
that's
know
right.
What God has told us to do. And we're on the airwaves. We're in conferences and seminars. And every chance we get, we're out there trying to
that's
help
right.
people to get it too. We want them to get it too.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get out of the pettiness.
Yes.
And commit to changing people's lives.
Yes.
People are hurting.
Ooh, yes,
there are a lot of talented and skillful people out there. They need our help.
Yes,
there
yes.
are too many of us out there who are sitting in our little igloos with
yes.
our cocoons closed.
That's right.
Wake up. Smell the roses. Let us pull our resources and help people to honor the calling that God has placed inside of them.
That's right.
We really don't want 2010 to close.
Mm-mm.
Unless we are working with people in the way that we are supposed to do it.
Absolutely. Now, Daphne, don't you have something coming up real soon?
Yes, I spoke about that at the beginning of the show,
oh, okay.
the Vision Weekend Conference, and this is another curriculum that is designed to do just the same things we are talking about here. The Vision Weekend Conference 2010 is designed to help entrepreneurs and small business people shape their vision for greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, we have speakers coming from Scotland. We have speakers coming from all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
All over, because we all believe in the vision and the calling that God has placed in my life.
Yes.
And we see how we can all impact the world.
Absolutely.
To make this a better place. You know, Coco, there's so much going on in people's lives.
Yes.
And they are sitting on a pot of diamonds. I know people always say pot of gold, but no, it's diamonds.
That's right.
And people just need a little encouragement and a little support.
That's all they need. That's really what they need. And I'm going to give you an example of this woman that I know. Beautiful woman, extremely talented. Unfortunately, illness has set her back a bit. And also, she's going through some marital problems and so forth. And she really has folded up. She really has, like you said, been in a little igloo. She's tied. She's kind of she's kind of tied up and doesn't know how to get out of her situation. Mm-hmm. And she's sad. She's depressed. Everything is going on with her. And I spoke to her one day, and I asked her this simple question. I said, "What is it that you like to do?" You know, she's telling me about her pains and her woes and all that other type of stuff. I said, "Tell me, what is it that you like to do? What would you like to do?" And she said, "Well, you know, Corrine, I always love to go into the city and shop. I love picking up, unusual items and things of that nature. I just something about that I like." I said, "Well, why don't you start a business doing that? Why don't you become like a fashion consultant
and go out and buy a shopper?"
Exactly. And when I told her that, she says, "Oh my goodness, I never ever thought of that." So it just goes to show when people allow you to come in and allow you to share their wisdom or their knowledge with them, no telling what can happen.
Exactly.
You got to get out there and let people know. You got to let people know that you need help.
That's right.
You know, if you don't speak to anyone, if you don't tell anybody, how are we going to know?
That's right. And there, it was not an accident that you were talking with her. Because here she is thinking that's just a hobby to going into the city.
Right.
Well, hey, you can be going to the city and get paid too.
That's right.
And you can get a sophisticated title of being a consultant or a personal shopper for somebody.
Exactly.
There's
That's
lots
right.
of people who don't like going into the city, but they want the things in the city.
There you go. Absolutely. So when you think outside the box,
that's
her calling. That's her calling. She said, "I always like to do that ever since I can remember. I love to go shopping and pick out things and so forth." I said, "That's your calling. That's your calling.
That's it. There are a lot of us. There are a lot of us who like nice things that we don't like to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love to go shopping for clothes. I love to go shopping for shoes.
Okay.
Because I love to put the shoes on and, walk and strut my stuff and look in the mirror. But I don't like to go in the fitting room and fit the clothes on
that
don't fit and you got
Me
to go.
Either.
And So she would have a lot of clients.
She sure would.
If she would step into what God called her for. Coco, before we continue this conversation, I want to honor you by asking you to give your contact information out. We have 16 minutes remaining in this before our honored guests will call in. But I want you to give out your information, how people can get in touch with you before we continue this conversation.
Okay. Let's see. My email address is coco@bookabookparty.com. That's bookabookparty. coco@bookabookparty.com. Because I do a lot of various things, and I haven't had opportunity to share that with you. But I do have a website also called bookabookparty.com. www.bookabookparty.com. And really, what I really do is help authors, those who have written books, get their books exposed and by having these house parties or these
book
parties.
That's interesting.
Yes.
There are the many sides to Coco. Look at that.
Yes, there is. And then I also do have a radio show on Blog Talk, and it's www.blogtalkradio.com/newbeginnings.
Oh, wonderful. And when is your show on?
My show is on Sundays. I usually have two shows, 3 and 9 p.m., depending upon the schedule of my guests. Some do 3 and some do 9, but it's Sundays, 3 p.m. and or 9 p.m.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so people can follow up with you. So for those people who will listen to this segment and conversation, what are some steps that you have used in your personal lives or in your personal life or helping others, Coco, to follow their calling? What are some of the things that you have been doing?
I have something I developed called a three-step process called the three R's.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I teach, and this is what I do in my seminar training. It's a three-step process, three R's. It's called realize, release, and recover. And the step one, realize, once you realize what your calling is, or once you realize what your story is in life, you'll begin to find out what things are holding you back from moving forward in your life. But you have to realize what your story is, or what your calling is, or what your gift is.
Mm-hmm.
Once you realize, then you can begin to release.
That's
you know,
right.
Because some of us can't move forward in our story, or we can't move forward in our calling because we're holding on to too much drama,
mm-hmm.
pain,
mm-hmm.
fear, uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
doubt.
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to release all of that, all those emotional bondages,
mm-hmm.
you can then begin to recover all that God has in store for you.
That's right.
So that's the steps I live by, realize, release, and recover. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't apply those three R's in your life, you'll mm-hmm. be stuck in
that's
your
right.
calling and never being able to move forward.
And you know, that is so true because people have made a decision that I'm going to sit here and I'm going to point fingers. It's my mama's fault.
Yes.
It's my papa's fault. It's
yes.
the neighbor. Oh, that old dog and that cat prevent me from moving ahead. Instead of looking in the mirror and look at that person that is looking back at you and says, get up and take action.
Exactly. Take action. Once you begin to realize, release, and recover, I tell people that you can then begin to live, laugh, and love.
Exactly. And you know something people need to understand, whether you're a male or female, until you are experiencing an overflow in your life and in the things that you do, you are not in the position to serve others to the best of your ability. Because if you are only giving from your full cup, before long, that's going to be depleted. And you are going to be experiencing stress and burnt out.
Yes.
But when you keep investing in yourself and you keep giving from the overflow, you are still energetic and excited about life because you still have a full cup.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have a book out, as I mentioned. It's called New Beginnings, Realize, Release, and Recover. Because we can begin to experience new beginnings once we begin to apply those three R's in our life. And if you don't mind, I'd like to share the website where they can read more about the book.
Yes, and go ahead.
It's www.designsbycoco.com, and that's spelled D-E-S-I-G-N-Z.
Mm-hmm.
BYCOCO.com. And there is a couple of books I've written, but you can go to that site and you can read up on the story and find out if you find it interesting, if it's something that you'd like to apply in your life. So www.designsbycoco.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have 11 minutes before Pastor Santora calls in. And, you know, I want to just thank you, Coco, for joining me in this conversation this morning.
Thank you.
And, you know, it was a pleasure to have you. I thank you, even though it was an impromptu. You came on. You didn't stop to say, you didn't have me up so people know that I'm going to be on the show. And this is when you know people who are true servants of God.
That's right.
Because
absolutely.
You know that it's not about us, but it's about serving his people.
Absolutely.
And you came on, you delivered, you help others, you not only add value, but as Kobe said, you add a lot of energy to this show this morning. And I am praying that you will bless us at the conference with your presence. We ask you to help us to get the word out to the people, because this is going to be a powerful conference. It is a conference like none other.
People
will leave there with tangible things that they can use to change their lives, to energize their journeys, and to walk in the true calling and purpose that God has called them to do. So we have 9 minutes before Pastor Santora calling. So I'll give you a few minutes, Coco, where you can just give some closing thoughts. If you have the time and you want to hang around, you can hang around and, you know, get into the conversation if you have any questions to ask him about the book or anything. So,
okay, awesome.
Yeah, just go ahead and do your closing thoughts.
Awesome. Once again, I want to thank you for inviting me to the show this morning, because I tell you, when I called this morning to check up on you, I wasn't feeling very well this morning myself. I was still in bed, you know, just having one of those days. I didn't want to move or anything like that. And I had said a prayer to God before I called you. And I said, God, just lift me up today, because I'm just having one of those days myself. But I was inspired to give you a call. And in turn, you inspired me by asking me to be on your show today. And, you know, if I could just be honest with you for a moment, I said to myself, oh, I can't do this. I'm just feeling lousy today. How can I bring my best forward when I feel absolutely lousy today? So when I got off the phone with you, that's why I didn't get on right away, because I had to pull myself together. I had to pray and do a little meditation to get my mind and my spirit together. And I have to give thanks to God, because God is such an awesome God. He's been so good to me, and I have to thank him. He brings, you know, he does things by design.
Yes.
Everything is by design. It doesn't,
yes.
It doesn't happen by chance.
So
there was a reason why you asked me to be on your show today.
That's right.
There's a reason why God lifted me up and gave me what I needed to be on. And I just want to thank you, and I just want to give thanks to God. I want to glorify his name. I just want to thank God for being an awesome God that he is, and allowing me to use my calling, to touch the lives of other people. And I just thank you so much. You just don't know, Daphne, what you did for me today. And I just thank you with all my heart for allowing me to be here.
You know, God is amazing. And if only we remain faithful and obedient to his call. What if I had allowed my ego to get in the way this morning when the Holy Spirit asked me to invite you on? What if I? And I just thank you for reaffirming that when God sends us out to do something, we just do it. Don't ask why, just be obedient and follow his instructions.
That's right.
Because, to be honest, Coco, I don't have any problem talking for an hour and a half on the show. I've done it before. I've spoken for 2 hours on the show by myself. I didn't have a problem, but the Holy Spirit said, invite her to the conversation. And that's what I did, without asking why, without saying, oh, Coco, would you like to? You know, the Holy Spirit said, invite you. And that's, I wasn't even sure how it came out. The next thing I know, you didn't say no.
No.
And as we progress in the conversation, God reveals to us about his instructions and why we need to be obedient. And, you know, listeners, I pray that you learn something from this morning, other than all the wonderful nugget that that Coco has shared with you. I hope you have learned something about what being obedient is all about. Mm. We did not let our diva-ness get in the way this morning. We just obey God and allow Him to use us,
mm-hmm.
you know, to serve you, the listeners.
That's right.
Because there are more people out there like Coco and I. Yes, and even the most empowered or motivated or inspired people get up one day on the wrong side of the bed.
Yes.
But the one thing we know is that God allows us to reach out. Reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's directly or indirectly, but reach out for help.
And what God if, used, that's right.
What if Coco did not pick up the phone and call me this morning?
See, that's exactly what I was going to say. Absolutely. Why, you know, there was a reason for that. God heard me, and he said, you know, he told me, he directed me, give Daphne a call to say hello and see how she's doing.
My God.
And you turned around and lifted me up. So, you know, it's amazing, you know, the vessels that God uses to help us move along in our day.
If we would only obey. There's an old English hymn that we used to sing it in the Moravian Church in Jamaica. Trust and obey, there's no other way.
That's right. That's so true.
You know? And if we need to do the same thing with our lives, just trusting and obeying and following through. You know, sometimes we are like kids. We want to ask why. And there's not a lot of time to tell you why, because sometimes there is an urgent need, and all you need to do is to act, take action. Don't be asking too much questions. Get busy and just act. Just act.
That's right. Action is the word today. Action. Move into action. Step
That's
into
right.
your action.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, people can no longer complain about the weather is this, the weather is that. And I tell people every weather is good. You have good rainy weather, you have great cloudy day, amazing sunny day. But every day that I wake up and I am around to enjoy the days, I don't complain about it.
You're like me. I'm the same way. Every day is a beautiful day because anytime you can wake up and experience a new beginning in your life, that is a beautiful day. You have a new day to do something new. Do
That's
something
right.
that you didn't do the day before.
That's right.
You know?
And, you know, I tell people all the time, if you would only know, if you could get a glimpse of the many people who did not have the opportunity to wake up this morning, you would be more appreciative.
That's for sure.
Because you look and you said, Lord, so many people went to bed, they didn't wake up, and look, I am alive and well. You know?
That's right.
You need to jump up and say hooray and thank you, Jesus. I tell you, Coco, one of the curtains are the drapes at my bedroom window. Mm-hmm. I pull it aside so I can see outside deliberately.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Because every day when I turn my eyes open and I am able to experience the rays of the sun or the green leaves, I say, woo, I'm alive.
Yes, indeed. That's right. That's so true. Thank God to have another day. Another day.
That's right. He see me that I was worthy enough, and he invested in me another day. And he said, let me see what this girl is going to do today. So I do my little bit. I'm still a work in progress, and I know God. Every day he's doing his thing in me, and I'm so grateful.
Yes, indeed.
I am so, so grateful of, you know, the confidence he has in me.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, Coco, I wake up, he has placed in me some extreme boldness.
I love it. I love it.
Boldness. And
I'm so excited. I am so excited about all the things he's doing in me. And, well, it don't take a lot, but, you know, he's not showing me the whole thing, but he gives me a little glimpse.
That's right.
And I tell you, whoo, I'm just, it is so shine. It is bright. Oh, my God. It is so bright. It is like a mirror out on the ball field in
okay.
the sunshine. And I'm saying, oh, I am so thankful that he has not shown me the whole thing. Because,
mm-hmm.
oh, the little glimpse he showed me so bright, Coco, I can't contain myself.
That's why he's got to give you a little bit, just a little peek, a little bit of time, you know?
Yeah, just a little bit at a time, girl. I'm telling you, any minute now, our guest should be calling in. And it is now 29 minutes to 11. So we are waiting for the new author, Pastor Frank Santora, to call in. If you're listening, the number to call is 646-915-8166. So we are excited to hear him and to hear about the things he's been doing with his young life. He's a great teacher. I've been blessed to be under his teaching for the past 10 years. And I have seen him grow tremendously and doing a lot of wonderful things. And he's a true role model for change and really giving people the tool to really harness and embrace their calling, what God has called them to do. And his new book is Turn It Around by Frank Santora. So I am waiting for him to call in any minute, Coco.
Any sounds exciting, exciting.
Yes.
Turn It Around. I love the title.
Yes, the other books, last week I've been surrounded by these new authors doing powerful and spiritual blessings. And last week I had Kobe Huberman and Jennifer Sertle on speaking about their book, which is Tragedy, Leadership, and the Soul.
Beautiful.
Tragedy, Leadership, and the Soul. And I tell you something, I got a glimpse into a few chapters of the book, and I tell you, no other leadership book is going to be needed after you read this one, because this one is telling you how to do it from the inside out.
There you go. That's the best place to start.
It's just this is not a how-to book, because a lot of people is out there looking for how-to instead of looking into. You
love
know,
we
have to look on the inside of what is happening to us. How can we turn those things around inside of us for the greater good?
Beautiful.
For the greater good. So we are just, I'm so excited. I will be with them this weekend up in Rochester for the launch of the book. I'm super excited about this relationship that we have and the work that they are doing in the lives of entrepreneurs across the world. Is I tell you, God have a way of connecting his people.
Yes,
all
does.
About when we are being obedient.
Absolutely.
and willing. We have to be willing to have him use us and just express our best to his people, because he wants for us to serve. So
I always say willing, ready, and able.
Amen. 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 And we all have those skills, Coco. But some people have made the decision not to use them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
not to use them. So, hey, Coco, if you continue say something, I want to make a call into this gentleman's office.
Okay, absolutely.
So you continue talking, and I'm going to make a call in to see what is happening. So you continue speaking.
Sure. And as you and I were saying about the being willing, willing, ready, and able, you know, if you have a calling, I really believe that if you have a calling that God has given you, but you're not using the gifts and or talents that He has given you, you can't cry the blues when things aren't working well for you, saying, oh my gosh, you know, I can't do this and I can't do that. If God has shown you, and once again, I said, if you can just sit back and listen to the message that God has for you and use the gifts and talents that He gives you, then you will be in your calling. You will be in your blessing. But you can't cry, oh, poor, woe is me, if you're not tapping into the gifts that God has given you. So look inside yourself. Find out what it is that God has for you, and then go with it. Be ready, willing, and able. That's it. Just do it. Just do it. So I just thank Daphne for her great show and the great people that she continues to bring on to the show, because she has some fascinating people on this show.
Hi, Hannah. It's Daphne.
I hope you all continue to listen to her. She is such an inspiring and powerful woman. And she touches the lives of many people. So that vision conference that she's talking about, you all make sure you get that date, put it down, and be there. Be there or be square, as they say. You don't want to be square. You want to be there, because she's going to fill your life with so much information. So don't miss that vision conference. Whatever you're doing, you put that date on your map, on your calendar, and you make sure that you're there, because she's going to make sure that you're going to leave there full of faith, confidence, hope, and reassurance. So make sure you be there.
Oh, thank you, Coco. I'm telling you, this is a real team effort.
Yes,
I called. I didn't get an answer. I left a message with his secretary. So I guess we will just continue with our conversation until we see a hand up, Coco. This just speaks volume of about who you are. You know, you could have used that time to promote yourself. You didn't do that. You spoke about the Vision Conference.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, I'm just so thankful to you for that. I'm just so thankful for you about that.
Thank God, because you gave me an opportunity to be here today, and it's all about, like you said, helping other people. You've got this big, great conference coming up, and people need to be there. They need to be inspired. If they're inspired by listening to you on your radio show, just think how much more inspired they're going to be up close and in person. So
yeah, you know, I don't remember who I was speaking with the other day, and she was saying to me, in your line of work, do you find out that small business people, and she says like real estate agent and people like those, do you find out that they're very reluctant to invest in themselves? And I keeled over laughing, and she was just looking at me, because it was just the week before that one of the same people that she was asking me about had called me to said, where can he get a free ticket to go to the conference? Free. He did not even ask for discounted.
Oh, boy.
He asked about free ticket. And I said to him, you know, you haven't had a closing, and you don't think you owe it to yourself to invest in something that will help you
to get
more customers. And it's amazing. I mean, I'm not saying that we would not give free tickets to people who cannot afford it.
Yeah.
because
right.
there are many people out there who we want to see honor their calling.
That's right.
And it means that we need to invest in them for them to do that. We would want to do that. But someone who has a thriving practice does not see it fitting to invest in themselves. It's a shame.
It is. It really, really, really is. You know, when you want to look good, you invest in yourself. If you go to the hair salon, you go to get your nails done, you get your hair cut, you get a new outfit, that's an investment that you have to make, you know, for yourself as you approach people. You want to make sure that your appearance is good. So why wouldn't you invest in something that's going to motivate you and stimulate you and
right.
move into action? Why
right.
would you not want to invest in that?
You know, and that's one of the inside things that we need to look about too. You know, it appalls me, Coco, how many adults do not own a library card. And you know, if they don't own a library card, they're certainly not going to Barnes & Noble to pick up a book.
And it's not the truth. Oh, I don't understand that.
When I worked at the Housing Authority, one of my programs were to have the library mobile unit visit each of the projects to sign the people up for library card.
That's right.
Because I said, we need to begin to read more.
We do. There's so much knowledge. There's a wealth of knowledge inside those books. I stay in the library, and sometimes I go back and I get the same book over and over, and they say you, there must be something in that book that you. I said yes. I don't
That's
have enough
right.
time. I need it. Can I take it again? Can I take it again? I have one book.
That's right. Yes, and that's what people need to do. And now people have no excuses.
That's
because
right.
you can put the book on all those high-tech gadgets that they have plugged in their ears.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can put their books on those things, and they can listen to audio books. They can just do the best they can to invest on the inside of them.
Oh, exactly, exactly. If you don't mind, I have something that I call the Happiness Pledge that I wrote.
Yes, go ahead.
And whenever I go to do a speaking engagement, I ask people to do this pledge. It's an acronym, but for happiness. And I start off, I say, what I create, produce, and share is happiness, a positive sentiment for personal synergism, for unity, joy, and success in my life and the life of others. This is a pledge that people have to make. H stands for have a positive state of mind. A, always alter negative thinking and thoughts. P, prepare for positive results. P, prepare for endless possibilities. And here's the I we're talking about. Invest in yourself. Invest in your smile. Invest in your happiness. And invest in your joy because you deserve it. And then the N stands for never allow negative thinking to take a stand in your happiness. E, eliminate negativity immediately. S, start today. And then the other S is simply begin to smile, smile, smile.
Isn't that something?
At the end, I tell people, I pledge to recite this every time I think about frowning.
Oh, you're going to have to email that to the sister.
I will certainly send that to you.
That is so powerful. And, I mean, Coco has done that for herself to invest in others. You look within your unique toolbox.
Mm.
What do you have in there that can help you to help others?
That's
it does not take a lot. You just need to believe in yourself. I tell you, Coco, I coordinate a French cultural exchange program where I place teenagers in the homes of Americans for 3 weeks to learn the American culture and the way of life.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, I went to do a home visit.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady introduced me to her 14-year-old son, and she said, this boy makes everything out of duct tape. So I said to her, what do you mean? She said, oh, he makes a concoction that he can lay in his bed and use it to kill a spider because he doesn't like spiders. So he used that. He make a pencil. He made a thing. I said, what? So I went in his room and he's showing me some of these things. I said, can I have your permission to have him on the show?
Yes.
So he was on the show last night. And this little kid used the foam and the duct tape and made these stress-relieving figures.
Mm.
You know, he made some in ninja. He made all different stuff. He made one for his father to take to the office with a little dog. But it's a stress reliever that you can use to press to relieve the stress. I said, my God, I said, look at this.
Mm.
I said, you are going to be a grown-up. You're going to be a genius.
Wow.
And to top it off, Coco, I noticed he was wearing a wooden cross.
Isn't
that so tough? At the end, I say to him, Mark, I realize you're wearing a cross. What role does spirituality play in your life? He says, oh, I'm a Christian, and I just had my confirmation a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
and
that was
icing on the cake, Coco.
Yes, yes, indeed. Oh, that, what a blessing, what a blessing. See, you're talking about using your gifts and your talents and using it to embrace the calling that God has given you.
And Coco, when I asked the young man, I want you to look in that camera. I would like for you to speak either to grown-ups or to children. I would like for you to speak to them from your heart. He looked up, and like a grown man, he looked in that camera and he said, all you need to do is to find your passion.
That's right.
Connect to your passion. Run with it. Go for the goal and have fun.
For
14 years old.
14 years old.
14 years old. We don't have to tell him what it is all about to honor his calling because he's already doing it.
He's already doing it. There you go. There you go. He's on it.
Already doing it. You know, there's I forget which one of the characters his brother liked.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he created it in the foam and the duct tape for the brother and surprised the brother.
What?
He was sitting down watching movie and there were two characters and there before the movie finished he created them with the duct tape and the foam. I'm telling you. Well,
wow.
I don't know. This is the first time somebody has stood me up on the show. But anyway, God is in charge. We are having a good old time, Coco. We have 12 minutes remaining, and I apologize to the listeners that you did not hear from Pastor Santora about his new book. And, well, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. I know I had an amazingly fabulous time with Coco this morning, and I pray that she has one quarter of the enjoyment and fun that I had with this double diva conversation. And
yes, I have. I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah, we just encourage you out there to reach out to a brother, reach out to a sister, and see how you all can collaborate your resources to add more energy to the things that you're doing. And we once again want to encourage you. And one of the things, I have a new blog, you guys. I want for you to encourage me. Visit my blog. It's Queen of the Empowered Soul at Blogspot, queenoftheempoweredsoul.blogspot.com. So visit me, give me some feedback, email me,
Let me know if you like what we are doing there. And again, we want to remind you, it's 10 minutes remaining. We want to remind you about the Vision Weekend Conference scheduled for September 2nd through the 3rd. We will begin the weekend with our exhibitors and our expo section opening at 4 p.m. on the 2nd. Then we will have different segments of live radio show on the spot where we get all the different exhibitors and vendors on the air to talk about their wears and tears on their services. And we will have the show station set up there where we can have you all come on air and talk about the things and just ask us questions. And then at 8 p.m. we will have the reception. And then we are going to go 2 full days, Friday and Saturday, closing out after the banquet on Saturday night. And then people who want to stay over, you can enjoy the spa, go play a couple holes of golf. But this is just set up for a magnificent time so that we all can experience what it is to be a successful entrepreneur. We need to get out of the Motel 6 mentality and the 20 and 30 people staying in a room. You're in business. You need to act successful. Let God know you appreciate the success that he has blessed you with. Enjoy the ambiance and the success of being in a gorgeous place and learning from some of the world's most powerful speakers.
Yes.
Again, the date for that is September 2nd through the 4th. The site is visionweekendconference.com. You can register directly from the site through Eventbrite. And if you are thinking of coming with a group, please call us up on 860-355-9838 or 718-753-0244 or 203-885-9434. Again, conference site is visionweekendconference.com. The telephone numbers to call for a group rate is 860-355-9838, 718-753-0244, 203-885-9434. And the site again, visionweekendconference.com. We would love to have you there. Tell everybody about it. We'll be working hands-on on the vision board so that you can leave there with a vision board that will help to guide you and hold you accountable. You'll be matched up with mentors. You will have the opportunity to sit with bankers and possible to process small business loan application there. Trust me, we got the works for you. We went out on the limb because we are tired of mediocrity where entrepreneurs and small businesses owners are concerned. We all need the best. We deserve the best. God has meant for us to do the best we can with what he has given us. And listen, we are eagles. So we don't want any entrepreneurs to be sitting around like turkeys and chickens. We are experiencing the best, and this is why we have set up this conference in order to facilitate the successful entrepreneur. So we look forward to seeing you there at the conference on September the 2nd through the 4th at the exquisite Heritage Golf and Spa nested in the unique New England town of Southbury. And we have 5 minutes, Coco. I want to give you a minute and a half to just give a closing word.
Your message has all been about the calling, and I just, you know, your calling, embracing. I want people to learn to embrace their gifts and talents before the end of 2010. Learn to embrace your calling. Do you know what your calling is? Have you learned what God has in store for you? Find out what obstacles are holding you back from moving forward, and learn to recover all that there is for you. And I think a good place to start, not I think I know, a good place to start will be to go to this vision conference that Daphne has put together. It's going to be inspiring. It's going to be motivational. You're going to experience so much, and you may begin to find out what your calling is at this vision conference. When
Wonderful.
You hear all that's being told to you and all the power and the synergy that's going to be in that room, I would not be surprised if you didn't leave there finding out exactly what your calling is. So be
that's
there
right.
and be square.
That's right. That's right. Oh, thank you, my sister, and thank you, my friend. I know I hope you all got something out of this segment today. I pray that you find some water to utilize to help to stimulate your energy and your creativity. Remember that you were born for a destiny. We want you to embrace that. Do not allow anyone to push you off of your railroad tracks. We want you to keep soaring like eagles do. We will see you next week, same time, same place. Stay blessed. Coco, you be well, my sister. And
thank you.
I will see you soon.
Yes, you will. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this lady. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this lady. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and pray.